Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting third. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dick Green. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Lou Kraus. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Causey reaches second base with a double. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson bunts towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Campaneris moves to second. One out. John Buzzard now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campaneris moves to third. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. Harrelson moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof strikes out. Two outs. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard bunts towards the mound. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. Agee moves to second. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Agee scores. Buford moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris strikes out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 0 in the game. Donaldson takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Buford. Donaldson moves to third. Cater moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Monday moves to second. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Marv Steil pinch hits for John Buzzard. Marv Steil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krause fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim O'Toole now pitching. Lou Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris strikes out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Donaldson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Munday hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-2 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Don McMahon now pitching. Jimmy Stewart now playing shortstop. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McMahon fields it and throws to third for the out. Roof moves to second. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Donaldson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Lewis pinch runs for Danny Cater. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lewis. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Lewis steals second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lewis moves to third. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger is hit by the pitch. Harrelson moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lewis tags and scores. Harrelson tags and moves to third. One out. It's 6-1, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Green strikes out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Roof hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Nosek now playing left field. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, Athletics. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim King pinch hits for Don McMahon. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Howard now pitching. Lou Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Krause hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Krause reaches second base with a double. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Campanera steals second. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Donaldson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Campaneris moves to third. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nasek. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Nasek steals second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. Nasek scores. Harrelson moves to third. It's 8-3, Athletics. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. Hershberger moves to second. It's 9-3, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Green hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a pop-up towards third. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.